is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hello, everyone. It's Bran. Hope you're doing well.
No.
No? Yeah, I'll start. That was
you can do
much.
Whatever you want. I'm just saying I'm not going to do that accent. That's all I'm saying. Please
fine,
continue.
I'll do your accent.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Bran. I love Homer Gregory Milway. That's my dad impression.
That's a good one.
Make it solid. Hey, it's Panda. I like Hallmark Christmas movies.
Hi, I'm Bran. I mean, I'm Dan. I love Christmas so much, man. I despise Hallmark Christmas movies. This is the Deck the
Hallmark
podcast.
I liked you better than I did. Hi. Oh, boy. Here we are, everybody.
Let's set sail on the USS Christmas.
Two F's in one day? Stop. Oh, stop. Wow. Maybe you just listened to Good Morning Christmas, and you're like, ooh, give me more. Or maybe you didn't know that episode was out.
Well, head on over.
It's a both-and situation. You can do both today. We're here for you. Because, listen, it's a Friday in December. No one wants.
Come on.
No one wants. Like, we're just ready for Christmas, right?
You're working. You should be taking the day off. Go to that podcast on YouTube. Take the day off. But you also are working, and you need something to listen to. And
exactly.
You're that kind of person that's working but has already caught up on the first four episodes we released this week, plus these two.
You're an interesting person.
That's right.
I don't think you have a job.
No. You may not. You may just be at home right now listening. Either way,
which
thank you.
Which is great.
Hello.
We're talking about USS Christmas today, which I'm very excited about. Dan, you and I scurried down to Charleston for a day of shooting.
We did.
We did not do any shooting.
We did not.
But we did get to see some shooting, it was fun.
It was.
To see some of the things we saw.
Yesterday, we were here for 10 or 11 hours watching and recording, and we got to go to Charleston and sit for that long without doing either of those two things. We sat around. We were underfed and underpaid. But it was fun. It was a fun experience.
I don't know if you can say you were underpaid for doing nothing. Like any amount, I feel like is.
But we had to be, this is a union thing. We had to be paid. Underpaid, I guess, is relative. Yeah. We didn't do anything. So the fact that we
didn't. So wait, how long were we there?
We were there from 7:30 or 8 in the morning, and we left at 7:37 at night. We were there almost 12 hours.
So almost 12 hours. How much would you want to get paid to do that?
For 12 hours just sitting around doing nothing on my phone? I don't know.
Like, you could be doing other things. I mean, this is time lost.
Yeah. No, I mean, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't.
Like, it's like, not like I'm
there's
gonna.
There's not money that
can I interest
pay me
you
that
in a smooth $100.
That's right.
Yeah. No.
After taxes.
Yeah. That's false.
A cool.
No.
Cool hundo, baby.
There's not a world where I'm doing
it. But we did get unlimited Cheez-Its.
And
there was a serious COVID infraction with a bratwurst that we don't have to talk about.
And I got COVID tested, which I've been dying to do.
We got video of that. This is true. We were so hungry, and they were not bringing us any food. They took lunch at 2:30, but they had like Cheez-Its down there. So there was on the Yorktown, there's a concession stand. It was open. So we walked up there and got like actual food. And I got a hot dog and some fries or something. Bran got a bratwurst because he was feeling bold. He was like, all in antique ship bratwurst. Bring it to me. And this guy, with no gloves on, hands us our hot dogs. And Bran goes, no, I really want to be sick. Hey, man, I got a bratwurst. He goes, oh, you got a brat? My bad. He reaches through the window with his bare hand, grabs the hot dog, walks away, puts the hot dog back, goes and gets a bratwurst, plops it in the bun, says, have a nice day.
Wait a minute. He put the hot dog back?
Yes.
He put it in some machine.
The warmer.
Somebody else ate your hot dog.
That's right.
That was already.
Yep.
I will say
tight ship over there.
This is what I will say this. I did not know that he didn't have gloves on until like after the first bite.
Yep.
I was in.
I
noticed, I saw the switcheroo and I was like, that's not super encouraging, but I really want a brat.
He was feeling packerish.
He didn't get sick at all.
He didn't get sick at all.
Not sick at all.
Dodged a bullet there. That happened. So we did that. We walked
around
the ship.
That's a God wig, man. That's a God wig.
If you ever heard it.
God's just like, you little sneaky boy. And
bratwurst on the Yorktown.
Yeah.
That's just something you don't do. And he did it. But we did. We sat around. It was miserable. And then we got to meet Jen, who's on our network. And we went up to the upper deck up there and hung out with Jen and Trevor as they filmed these scenes. And
T-Dog.
And it was fun. I mean, it was a long day, but it was fun.
Yeah.
We got video. Maybe you'll see it. Maybe
anytime we're doing friendship, I think is fun.
You know, I realized the scene I was making fun of in the movie didn't make the cut, where they're all running.
Yeah.
Didn't make the cut. I wonder why.
I thought it was really good. Yeah. Hey, do you guys want to talk about it even more?
Sure.
USS Christmas. It originally aired on November 28th, 2020. And I do realize just now, as I was editing my notes, that I said another movie earlier this week aired on this date that didn't. And guys, that's on me. The calendar's a tricky, tricky mistress in November.
It is that.
No, November 28th, 2020.
2020.
He
already did it once.
I know, but any time I say it, it's not a one-time good for all. It went a little something like that. The movie kicks off with Maddie Butler, a journalist who is tired of writing about corruption around the holiday season. She goes to a military Christmas party with her sister, and she decides, you know what? I'm going to go on the Tiger Cruise with you this year and spend time with you at sea with the Navy. She gets an idea while she's on the ship to write a story about people who have fallen in love with somebody on a Tiger Cruise. So she goes to the archives, and finds this journal entry and starts reading their story. And she gets so just wrapped up in this story. And in the process, she teams up with a hunk named Billy, and they go to track down this story even further to find the missing pieces needed to track these two lovebirds down. He's a Grinch. He doesn't love Christmas, but his walls start coming down the more that he starts hanging out with Maddie, and they end up kissing on the deck out of nowhere. But she's like, this is a bad idea. I got to get out of here. So she leaves, and she's back at home trying to finish the story by Christmas Eve, and she's so close to figuring out what happened with but there was a fire, and it burnt down the goods that are needed to finish the story. But that doesn't stop her, because she figures out that that there was that there's this diner that she loves, and the diner is the name of this guy's a plane. And so he's like, maybe this is the guy. Now, Billy goes to find Maddie at work and tells her that he's fallen in love with her. And she's like, I don't know if it's worth the risk. And he's like, I'm confident that I'm willing to go for it. And she's like, I'm not. And she leaves. But she does get more info. She goes to the diner and finds out that the guy sold the diner. So close, but no cigar. But she does find out where his daughter is, and so is eventually able to track down the couple. They chat with them. We find out that they got married eventually, and he became a prisoner at war in Vietnam for 7 years, but made it home, opened the diner, and they have been together ever since. True love from the Tiger Cruise. Maddie returns an ornament to them that she found in the archive room, and she finishes the story, and everybody loves it. And she's able to think about what life might be like with Navy Boy Billy. And she decides, you know what? I'm going to go for it. I'm going to tell him to read the story and meet me at the diner, even though he doesn't really seem to want to talk to me right now. He wakes up Christmas morning, reads the paper, goes to Picasso's, finds her, and they exchange gifts. They dance and kiss. And that, my friends, was USS Christmas.
You nailed it, Brand.
Sometimes the buttons right here. So sometimes,
why do you have to do this with your hand? Can't you just do this, just straight across?
It's a situation.
I hated that,
Tracy.
It's a situation, and it is Tracy. Thank you.
Yeah.
I can't believe you would ever blame me for anything.
We did it,
and it hurts. Hey, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about USS Christmas. We'll break it down even further. Maybe exchange more brat stories. Who knows what the day will hold? We'll be right back here in an hour.
So one thing that we've been passionate about since we started Deck the Hallmark is working with Those in need, specifically kids who go to school around the country. And that's why we partner with a group called Communities in Schools. Communities in Schools helps that one in every five kids that, in fact, is going to struggle to finish high school. That's right. 20% of our nation's youth are going to not finish high school. And that is a transformative experience. It gives them the opportunity to go to college, to get a job, to better themselves, to provide for their family, to do all sorts of things that so many of us were blessed with the opportunity and the privilege to get to do. Communities in Schools is the answer to how we help that problem. They come alongside schools in these areas that help these kids through transportation, through mental health counseling, through money, through supplies, whatever they may need. It's a great organization operating in 27 states across the country. Deck the Hallmark is happy to help them. They're wonderful at helping kids, and we would ask that you would think this Christmas season about helping them as well. All you have to do is go to deckthehallmark.com/joy, deckthehallmark.com/joy. You can give as big as you possibly can afford to give. Give generously this holiday season. Help kids in need finish school, especially during COVID, where virtual learning has produced another big hurdle and challenge for kids around the country. We would much appreciate if you would consider doing that today. Communities in Schools and Deck the Hallmark. Go to deckthehallmark.com/joy.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh, we're talking about USS Christmas, and I thought we should start with the hot take.
Hot take.
It's the part of the show where we share exactly how we feel. No one is in touch with his feelings more than Panda. He's a sensitive soul who each and every day something brings a tear to his eye.
That's true.
Because he's just so in tune. Tell everybody how you felt about this movie in particular, my friend.
Yeah, so, you know, this movie's not bad. It's not, I didn't really get a lot of feels from it. There wasn't anything like, hey, egregious, wait, what moment for me personally. I liked it. I liked Trevor Donovan and Jen Lilly. I think that it was fun to watch them. I think the plot's a little bit different than what we normally get. It didn't necessarily compel me. I didn't think that the storyline was actually that particularly interesting. And maybe this is just me because it's a similar, in kind of its broad contours, a similar plot point as The Ring, somebody who's tracing an investigative
the
journalism.
The Ring, the horror movie where the girl comes out of the,
yeah,
oh, the Christmas ring. Oh.
Boy, you know what? That is an important distinction.
There is some connective tissue
think about
for sure.
It. Naomi yeah. Watts and The yeah. Ring. Yeah.
A little bit different.
Less death in this one, but very
similar. A little
similar.
Bit, but yes. Similar in structure. But the idea of an investigative journalist going and trying to find this plot point or this story that has occurred, you know, decades ago, I don't know if that necessarily resonates with me. I'm not sure I'm a huge fan of the storyline. So that maybe says more about me than it does anything else. But yeah, it's fine. This movie was okay. It's good background noise for me.
Mm. So yeah, this is what I'll say about this movie. Sometimes a movie comes along where I just don't feel like a relationship is necessary. And that's how I felt about this movie. I didn't really care even a little bit about Jen and Trevor's relationship and whether or not they were going to end up together. And sometimes I just feel like we do it just because we got to do it. And that's fine. It took me a little while to feel invested in the mystery aspect of this one, but I ended up getting invested. And when we were listening to the veteran and his wife, when they finally found him, it was really compelling stuff. That scene where she's interviewing him is really good. And I did end up getting pretty invested in that story and that mystery more than I did in the ring or the Christmas ring. And so
I just don't know.
No. No?
Classic.
So that's just me though. Yeah, I just, you know, I felt like Trev and Jen, they're great, but I just didn't really feel like I needed them to end up together at the end. It was just whatever to me. So it's just an okay for me. It's not the worst thing. It happened. And I love a good mystery when it's happening. This one I did feel like I was more into than the other Christmas mysteries we've had this year. So just an okay for Brain.
Boy, woof. It's just not good. It's weird because Good Morning Christmas is the other movie that comes out today on Deck the Hallmark. And that movie does a lot wrong. Like just glaring holes about just how does a carriage work and how does TV work? And this movie doesn't have those glaring problems, but it also doesn't have anything that matches anything fun that we saw in that movie either. It seems just like a paint by numbers kind of exercise, unfortunately. Like Jen Lilly is wonderful. She seems to find a way to create chemistry with whomever she's partnered with. She does a great job looking smitten and taken in every movie she's in, but there wasn't a lot there for me. It didn't matter. That relationship was probably, far down the list. This backstory, it takes a long time for this thing to get going. And once it finally does, the pieces fall in place really, really quickly. And there's not a lot of mystery in the mystery. It's just like, what happened next kind of thing. And I was bored. It wasn't actively bad. It wasn't actively bothering me. It was just kind of there and boring. It's unfortunate because talking to the cast and crew, they seemed to be having a blast making it. It just wasn't good. I mean, I don't. It was boring and not fun. Yeah. I don't wonder what else you want from me.
Boring and not fun. That's gonna be my book.
Yeah,
I'm putting out my own solo book, and it's just called Boring and Unfun. It's just me eating brats.
Boring and unfun.
Yeah, it's just me eating brats
that have been tampered with from some different
historical sites.
Yeah,
it's a brat review book that no one's been asking for.
Called Boring and Not Fun.
Hey, what's the brat on the USS Yorktown taste like?
Well, no one's ever had one. Brand's the first one.
Guilty.
Somebody bought a brat yesterday.
Don't put on a mini if you don't want me to try it. Always order abroad. Hey, it's time for all the feels part of the show. We talk about when this movie gave us those feels, Panda.
So at the very near the end of the movie, when they kind of have their breakup, I don't know what you want to call it, where she's like, hey, it's not going to work. And the very next day, he doesn't show up initially to say goodbye to her, but then he shows up and she gives him like this final hug. It's the final, hug. I thought that was a good scene. Like, I really did feel like there was, these were two adults who were saying, hey, we really like each other. We just don't think that this is going to work. And it just seemed like there was a really sincere connection. I think that probably says a lot about Jen Lilly's acting ability. She sold the heck out of that scene and it worked for me. So
the feels for me, I already mentioned, it's when she's interviewing the two big mystery objects of this movie, the two love stories.
Two mystery objects.
The two that fell in love on the Tiger Cruise many years ago. I've had this idea for a podcast for a long time that I've just never known how to end up doing it, which is just hearing old people share their stories about how they fell in love and they've made it through all these years, because it's always compelling to me to hear these people who have fallen in love and stayed in love and through all the adversity of, being a prisoner at war for 7 years, they continued, she continued to be in love with him and wait for him. I don't know. It worked for me. And hearing her say, like, I saw the two guys come out of the car, I thought for sure that they were going to tell me that he died, but they didn't. And so that whole scene really worked for me. Yay love.
Yay, love. Yeah. I said this a second ago, and I do think that there's something to it, but I didn't have many feels in this movie. I thought the fact that the Navy sent two people to her house when he was still alive was just weird. Like, it's weird. Like, you're just scaring this woman for literally no reason at all. Like, let's send two naval officers to her house. Ridiculous. To walk up the steps.
That's a together. Prank. That's a prank that the guy from If I Only Had Christmas would play.
That's right. Yeah. Like, huh, I don't have a wife and kids. Got him. But also, like, I just like, that's bad. That's a, it could easily fall in the wait what category. I was not moved by that. I was moved by the fact that Jen Lilly clearly likes this guy from the beginning. Like, he's a jerk kind of at the beginning, but from the first time she sees him, she does a really good job consistently of being into him even before they start this whole mystery thing. And that is very unusual in these movies. Normally that spark doesn't happen until later on. It's like, oh, that guy's so rude. He's terrible. Oh, I kind of like him. She's in. Even after she spills the wine, she's in. Like, she thinks she sees him in the diner and he's that guy. And then she smiles. Like, just her character going, man, I'm initially attracted to this guy. I thought she did a good job, but that is all I really have. Like, I don't really have anything else. That's as nice as I can be.
No, that was nice.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, let's take one more break. We'll come back. We'll do the wait what's and what the, is that cool for you guys?
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah,
let's take a quick snoozer. Cool. We'll be right back here on Deck the Hallmark. We're back. back. Hey. Welcome, everybody. You stuck through it. Thanks for doing that, because it's time for the Wait What? Spire Show, we talk about what has been made us go, wait, what? Pan, any Wait What's for the USS Christmas?
Just two, Bran. I'm going to lump the first... I have three things written down, but two of them I'm going to lump together here. So, first of all, there's very little naving. That's not even a word, but I'm going to use it. There's just not a lot of naving that takes place. But when there does occur some naving activities, it's very selective. So when we hear the planes take off is a very selective moment. Like, yeah. I mean, for planes coming and going. Now, I'm not saying you needed to have that constantly in the background. Obviously, that would be ridiculous for a movie. But it occurs once. I mean, it's just, come on.
And then there's
on.
Some stock video of planes taking off.
It's yeah. just, it's just not great. And the only other one that I really have is when they go to the restaurant, Jen and Trevor, and they bring out this cocoa milkshake, I guess is yeah. what it is. And they have not, this is, I guess, their first official date together, yeah. if you even want to call it that. And they're going to split milkshake.
That's right.
Two straws in it.
Yeah.
Which, personally... that's a bold move on a first date, let alone COVID. But yeah. that is bold.
Let's do it.
To sit there and Lady and the Tramp that bad boy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's that to me is shocking. I would not do that. That's maybe that's just me.
I'm down to share a milkshake with just about anybody.
No, no, you're I mean, really. Not.
YOLO. Is milkshake halvesies?
Halvesies on the milk. I mean, where the straws are on either side. Yeah. Guys, that's
just... It's a lot.
There are a few things I'd rather share than a milkshake. Like, I want that bad boy for myself.
Yes.
Yeah. You know? No. The problem is not sharing it with someone I don't know. It's sharing it in general.
Yes.
I would agree with that.
Yes.
Yes.
But if I get half a free milkshake versus no milkshake, I'm in for half a free milkshake.
Yeah. But would you... Okay, but let's change it a little bit.
Okay.
You have to have that half milkshake. It's a
you
milkshake.
You put a straw on one straw side
on,
and
a straw in our foreheads.
Yeah, but it's no COVID. No COVID.
No COVID.
I'm in.
You would share. You would.
Let's go. Right now. Bring us a milkshake.
Forehead to forehead.
We don't. Nobody touches foreheads. You still have to shake. Just like that. Yeah.
Thank God.
Was it weird at all?
I don't know. I don't like it.
But that was that.
I could potentially be here for it.
That was one of mine. So good on you. Just why? There's a scene where, my boy, T-Dog, hands a kid, some winks, you know, cause he's in the Navy. And yep. Are we to be under the impression that everyone in the Navy just has wings ready to go just, at any point in time? If a kid
civilian
ever
clothes.
Comes up to you, you better have wings to hand them to say yes. It is me. And I'm also just confused. Like, this Tiger Cruise. So she is from Norfolk, Virginia.
Correct.
That's where she writes.
And
they end up
from there in real life.
Yeah.
She?
They end up in New York City.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they come back. What so is the Tiger Cruise
in New York?
So they just go up and down.
That's the seaboard, from what I understand.
All right.
That's, but it is weird.
I was just.
It's a little jaunt.
It's weird.
It's just a little like. Why not just go out and come on back? Why are we gotta go
on?
Tiger
Cruise, man. Come on.
I clearly don't understand the logistics of the Tiger Cruise, and that's on me. Mm-hmm. I know that they're a thing. I don't know. I was like, oh, that's nice that they would go up to New York.
Why are they called Tiger Cruise?
Just little.
Come on, guys. Know your history. It's Bill Tiger. Came up with the idea.
Bill Tiger.
Oh, yeah. There's an officer on deck. Bill Tiger.
Bill Tiger.
Dan?
Yeah, I have a few. I don't know why the movie is called USS Christmas, aside from the fact that they meet on a boat. I don't know. That's I don't know if that's a wait.
That was the name of her article.
Okay, great. I'm glad I got that cleared up. That could have easily been a what the Hallmark. I felt like the first 45 minutes of this movie is just people introducing people to one another. Like, I felt like this is such and such. He's my son. He's my daughter. This is the guy
He's
who worked with my son. Can you hear me? Boy, we did it.
Mark Am Schultz. I getting through tonight? That guy, man.
Please don't leave him. So he keeps good. Going higher. Every
Am
time.
Am I getting high? And if he
Oh, man. Oof. Come on. I don't know what you did there.
I sang the harms.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it's just 45 minutes of no story, just introducing people and different people. I thought that was your girlfriend. No, she's a writer, blah, blah, blah. And it was just like, can we just start the movie already? I don't know what's going on. I do think it's very cute that a newspaper office is still bustling in 2020. It's like it's December 20th and people are running around like with their typewriters, like, I gotta get the story, you see? Like, what is it, 1920? No one cares about newspapers
anymore. Give me that Christmas Day newspaper, huh?
We gotta have the scoop now.
Corruption in the banking loan.
The Norfolk Times gonna beat us to it. What's this online, you say? Like, I just, for the life of me, that's not how that would work at all in 2020 or even in 2010 for that matter. Let's go back to the milkshake that they share one, a third time, shall we? The scene starts and one of them, I think it's Jen, says, brain freeze. And the server says, they don't call it the colossal Christmas cocoa for nothing.
I don't know how that works.
Do they call it that because it gives you a brain freeze?
That's what the colossal is actually referring to.
The colossal Christmas cocoa.
Every time you get a brain freeze.
Big, that's why they had to split one.
It's the big freeze.
That way you only get half brain freeze.
Nothing in that name says you're going to get a brain freeze. Nothing.
The colossal does. It's
colossal
implied.
Is implied. Brain freeze
do
is implied.
Do either of you know the science behind brain freeze?
Yeah, I do. I don't know what to tell you. I know that if you put your tongue on the roof of your mouth, It subsides as quick.
Yes.
Yeah. True story.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Hey, science. Speaking of no navying, I'm more worried about just nepotism in general on the Polaris because the captain doesn't seem to do much of anything aside from being a good like party host, which it is the Tiger Cruise, so I'll give him a break. But his son gets out of, and I want to make sure we're clear on this, all of his duties. He doesn't have to do any of his normal Navy things. Because he instead gets to solve a Christmas ornament mystery. Just because he's the son of the captain. I don't know how that flies in the Navy. Like, I don't know how we get there. Also, we find in this thing, she's trying to track down this guy, that the entire barn in Missouri that had all the records. Okay, first of all, why? Why are all the records in Missouri in a barn somewhere? It burned down, right? All the records burned down. And this guy goes, after the records burned down, the trail just went cold. What did you think was going to happen? Did we just use like our sixth sense? We're going to have spidey senses? Like we just go out and smell and sick the hound dogs on them and the trail would get hot again?
Yes.
That was the trail. It burned down. There is no more trail. It's over. No more.
Hey, what do we do with all these military documents? Well, I got an open shed over here. Using it for anything. I got a lawnmower in it. Nothing's going to happen. Yeah. What's the worst that could happen?
This bottle is a kerosene on the back wall.
It's nothing. Nothing ever happens.
Nah, my teenager hasn't been in here in years to light a fire.
I stopped smoking. I promise it's going to keep.
Yeah. I'll put Christmas records on the door in paint. It'll be oil-based. They won't get rid of it. she finds out that the guy who ran Picasso's blah, 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 and then this girl was like, yeah, she was here. I worked for her for 25 years. Now her name is Lily and she lives in Virginia Beach. And Jen Lily is like, I'm out of here. I've got all I need. And she's like, do you need to know anymore? She goes, no, I got it. So apparently all she needed was the first name Lily and the city of Virginia Beach, which is a big city. And she found who she was looking for within a few hours. That's some detective work there. Like, that is being wasted at the newspaper. That's what's going on there. Those are my wait what's.
You did great. Thanks, man. Hey, let's talk about the Hallmarks part of the show where we wonder what could have been. Maybe have and give some clarity to the questions that we still have. Panda?
The Christmas chief.
Yeah, I mean, of course. Yeah. Duh.
So I what's his job? What's he do year-round? Is he just Christmas only?
His name is Nick Frost.
Nick Frost is his last name. Man, and he is just all into the Christmas spirit. He's wearing a Santa hat, knows an ungodly amount of the history of Christmas on the ship. Like, I mean, it seems like it is, in fact, his full-time job. It's just
every sea vessel of our United States Navy has a holiday officer for each major holiday. It's required to know the history of that one holiday.
So you're telling me there's a Halloween officer?
Yeah.
I'm Flag Day Fran. Flag Day Fran. What can I help you with?
Flag Day Fran. That's classic.
Big deal.
That's right.
He's good.
Yeah.
Guys, we got to talk about the relationship that we all wanted to see and didn't get to see, even though we all know there was something going on. And it's with the captain, Trevor's dad.
Yeah.
And Jen Lilly's mom, Barbara Nevitt. Like, there was definitely something going on there. Yeah. The tension was real. I don't know if something has happened at some point. There's clearly a past with that family. He was friends with her husband before he passed. There's clearly something going on there that we did not get to explore, and that is a shame. I want to know more about that because there's definitely something.
Mm, no, that's a good one. I thought Barbara Niven got shortchanged in this movie.
Oh, for sure.
We didn't get enough Barbara Niven. I have two. One is offset from our day there, and I'll explain it in a second. But the other one is the bank corruption story just seemed to disappear, and I want to know where it ended up. I did think they were doing a full It's a Wonderful Life bit, Mr. Bailey trying to stop corruption at the bank. I think we all caught that. But all of a sudden, that bank story, which he said is not going anywhere, went somewhere. It was gone. And I need to know what happened. That's important. If banks are being corrupt, I want to know about it. I want to hear about it.
I think we all want to know about that. At Christmas. Yeah,
did we ever get to the bottom of it? I want to know about it whenever it happens, Brand, even on Christmas Day.
Wow. Yeah.
You heard me.
On Christmas Day.
In the morning.
Johnny Wells Fargo does something messed up.
I would like to know about it. I would love to know it.
No, I'm with you there, 100%. Yeah.
And then second, the most of the day while we were there, they were shooting a sequence where all of these extras dressed in fighter pilot outfits were running to their planes. And we got to watch some of that. And they're all dressed in not matching attire. So they're wearing different color outfits. And I was like, I was just waiting to see it in the movie to see how they color corrected it to make it look like, you know, because in the Navy, people wear matching outfits. That's what they do in our armed services. And they had them dressed in all these rando colors. And I was like, the one thing I was excited about this movie was when they show all these guys, because it was at sunset, it was beautiful, and they're all running to their planes and they've all planned out the direction they're going. Those guys were working hard. They worked pretty much all day. I mean, for very little notoriety, if any. And I was like, and they didn't use any of that footage. None of it. And I just want to know how that was going to look, or if afterwards they went, oh, these people are all different colors. We can't use this. Like, I don't know what happened there. And I really want to know that. That's my one of the hallmarks.
It was the props that they provided, which was the astounding thing.
Yeah.
Like it's like they went and they just tried to find any jumpsuit from anywhere that they could. Like, it'll be fine.
There were different like shades of cream color.
It was wild.
It was red, green, yellow. It was wild.
It was like a weird, like, I don't know.
It was, I couldn't believe we were on the set of an actual movie at this point. It was wild.
I want to tell you this story because this is a great story. There is a guy whose job it is to record the audio.
Yep.
And pick up their mics and figure out, like, make sure everything's being recorded.
He's grumpy.
He has this relatively large station that he's moving around. He's a big, big dude with a beard who's been doing this forever.
Yeah. He lives in that booth.
There is a set change. They're moving from one side of the ship to the other. And he's moving all of his gear. He's pushing everything over to make sure that he's within range for the microphones, the wireless receivers, and all that stuff. And he gets there and he discovers that there is no audio in this. This is just B-roll footage. Yep. And boy, was he unhappy.
He was angry.
He was like, no one told me.
It was great. So bad. We were just off to the side, just trying to not laugh adjacent to this guy. And it was great.
He was like, everybody else has like assistance, and this poor old guy's pushing this thing over
by himself.
Everyone
else is just sunshine and rainbows, just super nice. And this poor guy is just working and pushing all of his own stuff.
That would have been nice to know.
And it was hilarious.
Yes. So if you're listening to this guy,
you did it.
You did it.
You did it.
Thank you for making our day.
Can't believe we weren't in the movie, Brad. Can you imagine if we had gotten it on camera and then it wouldn't have been used in the movie? That may have been worse.
May have been worse.
It would have hurt.
It would have hurt. All right. We did it, everybody. Congratulations. Dang. If you think we're done with for the week, you'd be wrong. We'll be back tomorrow and Sunday, and then let's do it all again next week, guys.
Last week, you teased a big interview that did not happen.
Mm-hmm.
Any interviews this week?
You want
to be bold?
Do you want to know what's so interesting about that? One, I cut it out, so only the Bramble Jam plus members
heard
it. Oh, that's
so fun.
But two, I never tease interviews because we've been had before.
And we had a big one.
It was a good interview,
and it
fell through. And so, no, we don't have an interview tomorrow. Maybe we do, but we don't.
Who knows?
Until it happens, we don't. So that's, we don't tease them anymore.
Yeah, don't tease
them. I felt confident about it because I had just confirmed.
Yeah, no, I felt really good about it too.
Yeah.
Didn't happen.
And what that's what happens sometimes, everybody. Yeah. That's showbiz for you, baby.
Showbiz is wild.
It is time for Brainwell Jam Plus. The spotlight is on.
Double decker.
For the double decker of the week. Which is really, we've gotten a lot this week.
Yeah.
Double deckers of the week. Who do we have today?
Mary Carver.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Mary Carver. Yeah. Me and Mary. You know, Mary and I have become buddies.
Yeah,
we met through an online kind of networking platform that just came out called Slinkedin.
It's for
slinky enthusiasts.
Okay.
Yeah.
People that love slinkies.
Yeah, love slinkies. Mary Carver, huge slinky fan.
So how do they find each other when they get on this LinkedIn?
Well, you go ahead and you post your picture on there. It's like a standard thing, but then you also list your favorite type of slinky.
What's your favorite?
Oh, silver.
Silver.
Standard silver.
So standard silver.
Yeah, standard silver. Elegant.
You know, the old school big.
So not metal, made out of silver.
Oh, pure silver.
Wow, the color is silver.
Yeah. Is it? Okay.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And I mean, you have the rainbow ones.
Of course.
Which are classic, the plastic ones. Yeah,
the mini plastic ones. Yeah. Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah. Jumbo boy.
Jumbo boys. Yeah. Yeah.
What's so interesting is I thought for sure you were going to spotlight Mary's podcast, The Couch with Mary Carver. And you chose not to.
That's right.
Which is interesting because you've spotlit a lot of podcasts.
That's right.
I have.
But you went LinkedIn.
And you,
and
you
she didn't even create LinkedIn. You just met her there.
Yeah, no.
It was just a business networking connection.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we share our love of slinkies. It's great.
Mm. How many people own LinkedIn?
Oh, 14.
14. Yeah. So you've met them all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy Slinks.
Who's your Jimmy Slinks? Come out.
Surely he's the
Yeah.
Oh, of course. He founded it, of course.
He founded
it. Did he create slinkies?
No, granddad did.
Granddad
Slinky.
Granddad Slinks.
Yeah. Is this like the Smurfs? What are we doing here?
They're a weird
really
family.
Slink and cool.
Slinky.
What if cartoon?
Slinkedin sounds great, man.
Would you like to join?
I'd love to send me a link. Is it still in beta?
No, it's full alpha.
All right.
No, not how that works. Send me a link.
Though. I'm in. Yeah. Send me a contact. And I guess if you guys want to listen to The Couch with Mary Carver, look it up on podcast.
Please do.
It's great.
She's really good.
That.
Yeah.
But sure, whatever. Slinkedin.
Slinkedin. Go for it.
One time. Yeah. One time.
It's a real podcast.
Oh boy. We did it, everybody. Yay. Congratulations. We will be back tomorrow. We hope that you will tune in on your weekend. We understand if you don't, we'll be waiting for you whenever you're ready for us. Don't you worry. But Saturday morning podcasts, I think, are the wave of the future.
Yeah, they are.
We'll be back then. Listen. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast. It's produced by Brandon Gray and presented by Friendly TV. Our lovely set is decorated by Plum Home Decor. You can check them out at plumonmain.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast, go to BrambleJamPodcast.com. And to hear every Bramble Jam podcast ad-free, go to BrambleJamPlus.com.